Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Another week has flown by, the final week of the month of August. On Monday, we celebrate Labor Day. I hope that you will enjoy the long weekend. I am going to be here on Monday, so I hope that you'll join me for a special Labor Day edition of Definition. And then on Tuesday, we'll look at a brand new word within the Bible and talk together about how to define it and apply it to our busy lives, back in full gear as we kiss goodbye to summer and say hello to the early fall. So please plan to be here all next week at this same time on WEZE AM 590, The Word. I always love it when WEZE ends some of their advertisements with The Word. Okay, moving on. Concluding our look at our own personal histories, in light of biblical history, last time I proposed two reasons why Christians hold on to past sins and question God's forgiveness of us for those. We discuss the first reason and turn our attention now to the second. Here is why. We really do not believe. We cannot comprehend that God forgets sin. We'd rather believe he's going to bring it back up again. Just you wait and see. Even when we read and think carefully on God's promise found within the Bible, such as in Hebrews 10, verse 17, "And their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." We really struggle to believe this. And I am personally very sympathetic to this struggle. I am so great a sinner, and God is so great a sovereign. I am a sinner through and through, and prior to knowing Christ, I was fully committed to wrongdoing. Given that all sin is a complete affront to holy and righteous God, my past sins are wretched. And so then, how could God really forget them? I actually think I get that he forgave me those sins. But forgiveness is one thing, forgetfulness another. It does not help that as a child I was told one day, at the judgment seat of Christ, all my sins that I had ever committed would be put up on something like a big screen, and Christ would go over them with me one by one, even as others watched. But that teaching, when you really search the Bible, is just not there. All the former sins are not coming around again to condemn me or condemn you, dear Christian, because God has forgotten all of them. So what is today's remedy? It's this: believe what God says, trust him, take him at his word. Listen also to Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. This is Romans 8, 1. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." I hope this is very clear to you on a Friday morning and evening. If you are at the judgment seat of Christ, which does exist, and before which believers will all appear, you are not there to be condemned. All of our past sin, which will be all of our sin, since we have left earth for heaven at that point, has been forgiven by Jesus and forgotten by God. So I want to encourage you, brother and sister in Christ, to no longer cling to the sin in your past, but to press forward, leaving that for God to forget. Move forward to heaven, confident of Christ's full and complete salvation for you. Rejoice and give thanks to God this weekend for who he is. Worship him in the house of the Lord if you're physically able to do so. And then join me again on Monday for the Labor Day edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.